Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we got Jesse Ventura coming up in the next segment, and we'll briefly talk about the great time we had here in Austin for almost 4 hours with Willie Nelson out at his ranch, and then some of the live reports we did out there from the event, and we're not sure if some of that went out over the web. They had kind of a bad internet connection out there, but we've got the tapes, and it's all going to go on the internet. We're mainly talking about the election and several other issues and Dean Barkley and the chance he's got to win the Senate up there. So that is coming up, and then Celia Castillo falsely accused and set up by the BATF, you know, the former DEA agent who blew the whistle on government drug dealing, one of many, but one of the most prominent, one of the first big ones. So he'll be coming up and joining us in about 2 hours from now. He was convicted 3 years in prison. And so that is coming up. Earlier, I played a clip of all these world leaders and others calling for a new world order, world government. It's all over the news today, where they're just intensifying the call for the bankers to run everything. And they're saying, you don't have a choice. We'll destroy the economy if you don't give us total power. And meanwhile, when they're given the total power, they just squeeze even tighter. They're just completely ruthless. So that is coming up. But John, pull up Renegades, because I need to give you the number for Ventura and line that up. And let's go out of this break. We're about a minute with Renegades, or we can play that Mad as Hell clip you put together, or, you know, one of those. In fact, that's probably a good one to play, and then we'll get our guest on. I'm a little bit bumpy today because I went to bed about 1:30, and I got up at 4:55 to go pick Ventura up and take him to the airport for his flight out at 7. They had headwinds. That's why he's late. And it took him 4 hours to get back instead of 2.5 down here. Boy, headwind can really do that, John. All right, we're going to go out a break here with Renegades while we get our next guest lined up. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I have to say I admired Jesse Ventura previously, but really getting to spend a few days with him and ride around all over Central Texas with him and hang out for almost 4 hours yesterday with Willie Nelson out at his ranch, and then last night doing live reports from out there at that event. That we had so many bands, so many people crammed into it for the last day at the backyard. It was just, it was wonderful. We're going to spend a few minutes on that and Jesse's overall view on the election and the T-shirt he was wearing yesterday that I think said it all succinctly. And then we're going to talk about somebody who is actually trying to take action and who was, you know, there at the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty, somebody who is, pro-liberty, pro-freedom. The other two are bad to worse with the Republican, the Democrat, Dean Barkley is running against in Minnesota. This is a chance to get the guy that got Jesse Ventura into politics, a guy that, according to what Jesse's been telling me, is just the best thing since sliced bread, into the Senate. It's a close race. So we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. But first off, Governor, I just dropped you off at 5:55 at the airport, and here we are again.
Yeah, Alex, I feel like you're in my back pocket. I've been together with you so much. No, the flight got delayed a little bit, and so I got into Minneapolis a little later than expected. I didn't actually touch down on the ground until about a little over an hour ago.
And you had some headwinds, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. It must have been, because like I said, it got delayed about 15 at Austin, and then it actually ended up a delay of about 40 flying through the air, so there must have been some pretty good winds up there.
Well, your flight was
a little bit, you know, but it's a good flight because you walk away from it.
Well, your flight was 30 minutes early getting here, so yeah, I guess you had tailwinds then. Well, bottom line, you got back safe, and we appreciate you coming down. Hey, what was the, I mean, you've been out at Willie's place before, but we got the grand treatment this time. That was pretty amazing.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. You know, Willie owns a beautiful ranch down there in Austin. He sits right on top of the hill. The view from his place is just breathtaking. And, And, you know, and his place is very uniquely built, so architecturally and all that, so it's a lot of fun to walk around it and see it. And then, of course, he's got his whole western town out there that you can spend time in. It's like walking onto the set of Gunsmoke. And so going to Willie's is always an adventure. You know, he's a terrific guy and one heck of a talent. Of course, I'm speaking to the choir because, you know, everybody in Texas knows that well and around the country knows it well. But he's just a basic guy. What I love about Willie's, and for all the fame and fortune that Willie has, he's still a down-to-earth type guy who really has feelings for the regular human being out there. And you can tell it by how what Willie does, you know, with all of his farm aid. He's always out to help people. In fact, that's probably one of his problems is he always tries to help people too much. You know, and he gets caught up in all the things that he's doing all the time, and I'm sure it's difficult to keep it all straight for him.
Yeah, certainly, a lot of stuff going on. Shifting gears into the election overall, tell us about that T-shirt.
Oh, well, I actually got that T-shirt I was wearing in Arizona when I was out there doing 9/11 for the anniversary and out there. And it's a big red T-shirt, and at the top, the white lettering, it says 2008 election, and it's got McCain with a box, Obama with a box, and anyone but with a box. And on this particular T-shirt, anyone but has the check mark. Not Obama and not McCain, anyone but. And that's kind of how I feel, Alex, because I won't vote Democrat. I won't vote Republican. They're the ones that have gotten us into this economical mess. I think I said it before on your show. I'll say it again. Nobody in these two parties paid attention to that federal deficit. They're still not paying attention to that federal deficit. And we cannot have a vibrant economy when you have that type of debt hanging over your head constantly. They must cut government spending. They must do that in which to get rid of that debt. And once they get rid of that debt, the economy and the value of the dollar will start coming back.
You've had more time now. I mean, you were against it from day one, but you've had more time to look at the bailout. I've got the New York Times, Senator Dodd today. Senator predicts revolution if banks don't lend. That's the New York Times. He says that they're hoarding the money. That they're not even giving it out to get the economy going.
Well, then why did we give it to them?
It's unbelievable.
It's our money, and it's supposed to come back to us, isn't it? I mean, I don't understand the whole thing to begin with. It's like robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Absolutely. And
it's confusing because it's our money. So in other words, we're giving our money to the government, who's giving it to the banks, who then are supposed to give it back to us?
Yeah, let me read the quote. This is Senator Dodd, New York Times, Sunday. If it turns out they're hoarding, you'll have a revolution on your hands. People will be so livid and furious that their tax money is going to line their pockets instead of doing the right thing. There will be hell to pay, Dodd told the New York Times this weekend.
Well, you know, Alex, it doesn't surprise me because has George Bush done anything right yet?
Well, he's done stuff right for his buddies, but no.
No. I mean for the country and in his job.
No.
I can't think of one thing that he's done right yet. So why would I think that all of a sudden he will do something right when he's only got a couple months to go till he jumps ship and leaves us all on this big sinking ship that he put holes into?
I'm laughing, but I'm almost crying here.
Well, no, it's pathetic. You do want to cry about it. But, I mean, you know, I urge everybody. People may not be an Oliver Stone fan, but go see the movie W. Because it'll show you really kind of in its own way, a bit of a sarcastic look on Bush's life. And you see that everything he did, he left in disarray. Everything.
Yeah, well, he's certainly a puppet. Before we get into Dean Barkley, and I want to get into that in just a minute. You never said vote for Barack Obama, but I remember about 8 months ago here on the show, you said, because he was saying he was going to get us out of the war, he was going to say no to wiretapping, and you said, look out, Barack Obama. Look out for assassination. But now it seems you've soured towards him even more in the interviews we did.
Oh, well, because he's already fudging, for lack of better term. You know, now it's, well, we're not going to immediately leave Iraq. And now it's, well, you know, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. See, he's getting caught up into the same two-party quagmire or the two-party dictatorship that we now live under. And all I'll be the first one, and I hope that I'm, Alex, I hope I can say I'm wrong. I hope I can come on your show a year or two from now and say, you know, I was wrong, Alex, because I'll admit when I'm wrong. I have no problem with that. I'm not a perfect person, and I hope I can do it. But I, all these people that think this massive change is going to take place because you're now going to elect a Democrat, I got news for you people. Democrats have been getting elected for a long, long time, and nothing changes.
They've been in there since 2006. The war's still going.
That's right, and there's not any hint that we're getting out any sooner or anything of that nature. You know, it's laughable to the point you want to cry.
Now, there is a silver lining to all this. Let's get into Senator, because he was there for a month or so. After Wellstone's tragic death in that plane crash. Dean Barkley, tell us about this guy, and it's a close race, and we're coming down here in the last 8-9 days.
Dean is sitting right now. Dean Barkley, let me put it to you this way for you and all your listeners, Alex. There would be no Governor Jesse Ventura without Dean Barkley, Senator Dean Barkley, because he was the guy up here in Minnesota that went out on the line before I ever got involved much in politics. And he ran and got my party, the Independence Party, the third party movement of Minnesota going by gaining. He got enough votes and he busted his butt that he got us in our state. If you get over 5% of a statewide vote, that then makes you major party. You then achieve major party status. Well, coming along with major party status generally means you get to participate in the debates, which is essential. Like at the national level, they hold the bar there at about 15 or 20% to keep any third party from debating. And even when Ross Perot got damned 19.7%, if you remember, they didn't even let him in the debates in 96 after he got one out of five votes, because they raised the bar even higher again. Well, in Minnesota, fortunately, when you get 5%, if you achieve that, then you're allowed in the debates. Pretty much. There have been exceptions where they have excluded people.
But that's
good.
One of
them was the reason I named Dean Barkley a senator, because when Senator Wellstone was killed in the plane crash, I was going to name the winner of the election so that they would have seniority. But then when Walter Mondale, the Democrat, came in to replace Wellstone, he would not debate unless our candidate was excluded, and they did it. So then I got angry. I thought, how dare them? How can they exclude the party that the seated governor belongs to? So that was at the point that I named Dean Barkley the U.S. Senator, which he was the most productive senator in 4 weeks in Minnesota history, for the 4 weeks that he was in Washington until, you know, the end of the year. But he is now running, and Alex, he's right in the position I was in. He's polling a little over 20% with a week to go. That's right where I was at. And he needs some funding. This is a guy, we don't take PAC money. We don't take special interest money. We don't have a national party, so we're at an extreme disadvantage. And I'm appealing to all your listeners out there. It's senatorbarkley.com over the internet. This is a guy like Dr. Paul. He's the independent. He believes in the Constitution. And we've got to break this two-party, and he needs to raise about 35,000 to 50,000 by Wednesday.
Because he's got the TV ads, and to explain, it's a three-way race. He's only like 5 points behind.
Well,
the
no, he's about 10 behind, but that don't mean nothing in the last week, because there's 30% of Minnesotans that still say they're undecided.
Yeah, I was talking to him this morning about that, so we have a chance to get him in.
Yes, we do. If people will step forward, this is a critical event if they can help Dean out.
Because he's already got, what, he was telling me, like 100 and something thousand for the TV ads. He needs another 30 to 40. He'll be able to run the full package. And he's, I think he said he spent something like 100,000, and they spent millions, and he's close to being able to beat him. We're going to come back and talk to Jesse Ventura and Mr. Barkley.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, hot on the heels of being down here in Austin, told me, look, this guy is great. This guy, you know, part of the Ron Paul Liberty deal, he was there. He's a constitutionalist. He's the guy that got me into government. He's the guy that blazed the trail. We need to get him in. And the key here is Jesse Ventura was 10 points behind a week before the election. He was 8 points behind going into the weekend of the election, and he won because you got 30-plus percent or around 30 percent that are undecided. This is key, and both parties are very unpopular right now. I want to bring Dean Barkley up to explain how much more money they've spent compared to what he spent and some of the things we can do to help them. But Governor Ventura, before we bring Senator Barkley in, finish up with the key point. You were there. You lived it. About the similarities to your race and his race right now.
Well, the similarities are great. I mean, our slogan back in 98 was Retaliate 98. And I would tell you with the way public sentiment is today, it would be double retaliate in 08. Because the people today, to me, are twice as angry as they were back in 98 when they elected me. And they need to act upon that anger, and that anger needs to be shown to the two parties. You know, this would be a bombshell across the nation if Dean Barkley upset Senator Norm Coleman and comedian Al Franken. It'll be a shockwave the same as mine was. You all remember when I won back in 98, how they were so stunned. I think Dan Rather said it would be more popular to see Fidel Castro riding across the Rocky Mountains or something than Jesse Ventura winning the governor of Minnesota. Well, we can do that same type of explosion right now, and it'll happen next week. And believe me, it would be like a hard, hard left jab right to the nose of both of these parties. And it would cause their eyes to glass, and they wouldn't know what hit them if we can do this, if we can elect Dean Barkley and send him as the new U.S. Senator from Minnesota and independent.
Yeah, one senator can do a lot. I mean, look what one congressman like Ron Paul can do. And Ventura...
Well, especially, Alex, especially in the case of the Senate, because they're very, very close. Now, it appears the Dems may get a wider margin, but... You know, Dean Barkley going out there would be a very strong power broker because he would be a bargaining chip for both of these sides would have to. He would be a very powerful position to be in.
And he's already been there.
This is the Senate seat that I was going to go for.
Yes, and no doubt you would have won if you'd have gone for it. But
well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Ventura. Hey, but I understand you've got a lot of stuff on the burner, and we talked about it. We can't talk about it now that is going to be even probably more effective. We're glad Dean's doing it. Bringing up Dean Barkley, who was appointed senator for a month in Wellstone's desk, so he's been there before. Sir, how do we help you, and how do we raise this money to get these ads on?
Well, we're at a tipping point right now. You know, both my opponents have spent over $30 million each, $30 million. And I've spent about $50,000 so far, and I'm within range to beat these guys. We've got to do our TV campaign. It's going to start running on Thursday, and we need to raise enough money to have the impact, just like Jesse did the last weekend of the campaign. We ran his ads, and that convinced people that I could win, and we're very, very close right now. If they want to send money, go to my website, which is www.senatorbarkley.com, or if they want to call my office and do a donation that way, the phone number is 763-417-9972. You know, with another $50,000 or $60,000, I can win this race. It's winnable. And Jesse's right. This would be a shockwave that Congress would pay attention to. Say, my God, Barkley's coming here. If we don't change our ways, maybe we're going to be next.
Well, the
they
bully
pay
pulpit.
Attention to this.
Well, the bully pulpit you would have as well. And again, here's Ventura still fighting. I mean, he didn't run, but he's supporting you, and you supported him successfully for governor. So you're about 10 points behind both these clowns with 30. Now, I've seen some polls. Is it 30 or is it 34%?
Undecided. Last poll, the one was at 37, the other one was at 34, and I'm sitting around 20 to 21, 22, somewhere in that range with a huge undecided, just a huge, and both my opponents' negatives are well over 50%. Nobody likes them, and I just have to get to the other people that are making up their mind right now of who I am, get my message out there, because everywhere I go, people hear me talk, I convert them. But I've only got about a week to go, and this TV campaign is going to be essential for me to actually tip this one and actually win it just like Jesse did. And Texas has a great chance. I mean, I spent a year and a half down there with Kinky Friedman. I think Austin is my adopted home. I love Austin. But here's your chance. I'll say Texas will be my adopted state. This is good for the entire country. I mean, we need to change this country.
Well, Dean, we're on all over. We're on in, you know, Illinois, California, Kansas, Missouri, Florida, New York.
This would be a strike for the entire country. We know how rotten politics has gotten. We know how, you know, Congress can't get anything done anymore as our country's going to hell.
All right, Senator Dean Barkley, Governor Jesse Ventura, stay there. We're going to come back and go to both of you and talk about this. $50,000. He's only 10 points behind the other two stooges with 37% undecided.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours Central Standard Time. That's noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live, simulcasting on a growing, wonderful list of AM and FM affiliates, going out on three different satellite systems, global, shortwave, and the number one radio talk show on the Internet, on free Internet shows, if you go to the Shoutcast ranking. There's some music above us, but we're the number one radio talk show. And we are very honored to have Senator Dean Barkley there for a month, appointed by the governor after Senator Wellstone's tragic death. And, of course, the dark horse candidate that won and really changed history in the electoral process, Governor Jesse Ventura, former Governor Jesse Ventura from Minnesota. Jesse, we're talking during the break. There's another key point. Not only is 37 to 34% undecided, depending on the poll, and not only were you 10 points behind, just like Dean is, going in a week and a half before the election, but something else happened that parallels this. I mean, this is key because folks need to understand Dean Barkley has a big chance of winning if people take action. Tell him, Governor.
Well, you know, again, across this whole country right now, to me, if you're angry, and you're angry at the situation that our nation is in today, you have only two entities to blame for that. That is the Democrats and the Republicans, because they're the ones that have put our country in the position it's in today. They're the ones that are trying to get us out with bailouts and all of this other stuff that they're doing for problems that they created and caused. And we've got to step forward. This is an opportunity to shoot a shot that'll be heard round the world, to steal the cliche, because trust me, if Dean Barkley gets elected up here, it will grab headlines just as much as whichever one of these two wins the presidency. I know, I've been there. I remember 98 like it was like yesterday, you know, when I won that election. And the same thing will happen in this one. If an independent beats these two parties, it'll scare the bejesus out of them.
Governor
That's
Ventura,
the best way I can put it.
Break down the numbers, though, that you were telling me during the break about how more people voted than they had also guesstimated they would.
Well, what happened in Minnesota going into, and Dean's ahead of this, we're talking going into the final weekend. Going into the final weekend, I was at 26 or 27% right in there, and they anticipated a 50% voter turnout. Well, they didn't anticipate it ended up 60%, and those were the 10% that took me from 27 to 37, and that's how I won. Well, right now, they're predicting it could be as high as an 80% voter turnout. And everyone remember this, that traditionally Minnesota leads the nation in voter turnout. It's always a battle between us and Maine. And ironically, when I was governor, there was another independent governor. His name was Governor Angus King of Maine. And Angus was actually on his second term when I started my first. I just got a lot more publicity than he did for whatever, I suppose, my background and all of that. But notice that the states with the largest voter turnouts are the ones where you get a third candidate elected, because these two parties do not want you voting. They tell you that they do, but the reality is they don't, because smaller numbers are easier to control.
Absolutely. Dean, I mean, obviously, you're doing a lot of radio interviews every day. You're doing some TV. These TV ads are key. People need to go to SenatorBarkley.com, www.SenatorBarkley.com, or just Google Dean Barkley, and you'll find his site that way. Or you can call Senator Dean Barkley headquarters at 1-763-417-9972. 1-763-417-9972. You know, we supported Ron Paul. He broke all those records, woke up tens of millions of people to the New World Order. But, you know, at the end of the day, he failed there in the big presidential run. But this is a state run for senator. This is a battleground that Governor Ventura and Dean Barkley that trailblazed for the governor. This is a chance for the American people to send a message that we are sick and tired of both parties. So here's that number, 763-417-9972. And that, again, ladies and gentlemen, is Senator Dean Barkley, SenatorBarkley.com.
And, Alex, if I can throw in there, remember, in Dean and I's candidacies, most of our contributions are $50 and $100, $20, $25. We welcome that because we don't spend like these other two parties do. We don't win elections by money. We win them with ideas, but certainly you have to have some money in which to get your ideas out there. And that's how we win. So I want to tell people any amount will be greatly appreciated from a third-party candidate. If you can only send $20, believe me, we'll give you a pat on the back, shake your hand, and a thank you and a look right in the eye.
Well, the mainstream media is even admitting the public is close to physical revolution. Police are saying they're getting ready for riots after the elections. There's open talk of martial law in Congress. Third parties are only going to get stronger and stronger. Independent parties are only going to get stronger and stronger. But if we have this loser attitude and decide that we can't take action, they're going to win. And Governor Ventura, while you were here, and then we're going to go to Senator Barkley, you eloquently spoke to the fact that what's killing us is that Americans have been voting like it's a horse race for the horse they think is going to win, or you know, kind of like these fans who get on the bandwagon for a football team once it's assured they're going to win, instead of ideas, and then that allows the corporate-controlled media to dominate and only show the two parties. Can you say that in your own words?
Well, for me, it's vote your heart and conscience. It's as simple as that. Don't go into that election booth thinking, well, everyone's voting for so-and-so, so I want to be on the winning side. That's the wrong attitude to take. Go into that booth and pick out the person that you most want to do that job. And if you vote your heart and your conscience, you can walk out of that booth with your head held high, knowing that you're a patriotic American and that you're doing what our forefathers had in mind to begin with. You know, let's remember something. They didn't have in mind career politicians way back in the day when they formed our country. They didn't believe people would go out and make a career of getting elected. They believed that you'd come from the private sector, you'd go serve, and then imagine when you're done, go back to what you used to do or go on to a new career in the private sector is what I usually do. But again, this is an opportunity, Alex, for America, for all the angry people out there to strike out and send a message, send an independent senator to Washington. That'll shake them up more than anything they can imagine.
www.SenatorBarkley.com. Barkley is B-A-R-K-L-E-Y. We're going to get links up later today up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I want to get one of our writers to do a story about this and this important campaign. How much attention have you been getting, Senator Barkley?
I've been getting attention. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's been nonstop. I've been going all over the state of Minnesota. I just got a major endorsement from one of the major papers up at St. Cloud. I couldn't have written a better one. Like I say, everyone who hears me speak and talk about my vision of where this country needs to go and the problems we're facing and how bad things have gotten, and we just need to quit these bad habits. I mean, you know, Ben Franklin said it very well when he said, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This country's got to change its direction. And this could be the first step. I mean, you can have a revolution in this country by voting the right way. I mean, you know, if you like what you got, well, fine, pick the Democrat or Republican. But if you want someone who's going to change, the direction this country is heading, like Ron Paul wanted to do. Here's your chance. This would be the first step. This wouldn't just be for Minnesota. This is for the entire country to say, hey, we've had it. You know, quit doing what you're doing and start solving these problems and quit fighting or you're going to lose your job. And I guarantee the only thing that Democrats and Republicans pay attention to is power. And until we start sending people to Washington that consider themselves to be Americans first and members of a political party second, nothing's going to ever change. So this could be the first step.
Absolutely.
Dean, I couldn't say it more eloquently myself. You're ready for the job. I give you my stamp of approval.
No, I'm ready for it, too. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do in this country. We can do anything we want if we just set our mind to it. These problems can all be solved. It isn't the end of the world, but we've got to change the system that's destroying us. And, you know, how much more are we going to take before we're going to wake up and start voting the right way?
Well, I mean, it's good news that folks are upset. We're getting record voter turnout. And it's a process of them fully waking up. So at first they just disengage from the system. Now they're coming back to it in droves, and they're going to find out, like Ventura said, the governor, that it's a fraud. Then they're going to come to the third parties, to the independents. That's already happening. And so this wave is only building now, and people have no excuse. They can't just sit there and suck their thumbs. No matter where you live in the United States, if you're a U.S. citizen, you can donate. I am going to go online today, and I'm going to donate money to the Barkley campaign. And I think everybody out there should do it because, you know, this is a good shot we've got here to have somebody with a bully pulpit, somebody who can be a swing vote. You know, an independent, even in the House, is a big deal. And a lot of attention gets paid to him. In the Senate, this will be just a huge deal. And it's so important that people get involved right now because we've got, what, 8-9 days. This money will come in, this ad package. Being produced, done by tomorrow, ready to hit TV, you know, that punch right to the nose, like Jesse Ventura said, we need to get you elected, Senator Barkley. So, again, 763-417-9972 is the number for the campaign office, 763-417.
Well, I've got some good news, too. Our website is being swamped right now. And so if people can't get through, or if we crash, we'll be back up, so don't give up if you can't get through, because right now my webmaster was telling me we're just being inundated now with support, and I thank you for doing it.
Well, Alex, you're a man of your word, because you told me that yesterday what would happen.
Well, I know how great my listeners are.
No kidding. You're tapped right into your listeners, and I'm so happy. I mean, this is outstanding.
Well, you've got some true Americans out there, and we can take this country back, but we have to start.
Well, folks, if the site does completely crash, we have millions of listeners. The key here is the phone number, 763-417-9972. And, Senator, I do hope you have quite a few people there to answer the phones because they'll get calls. I mean, different stations air this throughout the day and throughout the night and then some in the morning, so you're going to get calls for the next 24 hours.
Right, and we can take credit card information right over the phone and do the donation that way so we can get it in time for the TV spots.
Hey, listen, the reason I'm behind you is I've seen your stances, your policies, very close to Ron Paul, very close to what Ventura stood for as well. And I know you were a trailblazer. I know you've already been to the Senate as an appointment for a month. And so it's just right to send you there instead of the other guys. I mean, the other guys are total jokers. You know, one of them's a total establishment insider. Franken's basically a socialist who didn't even really live in Minnesota, been in New York, you know, doesn't even have a Minnesota driver's license till he got back. And, you know, you're there. You're there fighting. You helped get Ventura elected. You know, you've paid your dues. You know, you've made your bones in this fight. And regardless of whether you win, lose, or draw, we're taking action. We're not sitting on our butt. Look, when I asked Ventura, you know, when Willie invited, he said, hey, I have Ventura down. You know, I mean, Ventura came. You know, he's a go-getter taking action while he's shooting, you know, all these pilots for TV and all this other stuff. He came down here just because we asked him to come down here. And so that's why also, I mean, a lot of life is just taking action, folks, and not sitting there on your butt questioning. A lot of people want to do it perfect, or they want a silver bullet, or they want to have some, you know, magic master plan given to them to fix things. A lot of it is just getting up off our butts and taking action with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and just throwing ourselves against the machine. Governor Ventura?
Yes, Alex.
I mean, can you speak to just taking action?
Well, you know, it's a case of if not you, then who? If you sit back and wait for everybody else to do it, nothing's going to happen. But But if you step forward, and it requires all of us in our own way, in our own small way, this is the greatest country in the world, without a doubt. And it, but it may not be. The direction that we're heading now, we are not going in the direction of being the greatest country in the world. But we don't need to let that happen. And it's all our choice. We can bitch, we can complain, we can do all of those things. But truthfully, you've got to be people of action. You've got to step forward, do what you can do. I mean, if it's only $10, hey, if that's all you can afford to send to a campaign, that's enough.
Or if you've got family in Minnesota, you're from Minnesota, call all your friends and family. Get up off your butt, call 15, 20, 30 people, and tell them, vote for Senator Dean Barkley. Vote for Dean Barkley and tell them, SenatorBarkley.com, www.SenatorBarkley.com. I mean, that is powerful. People in Minnesota, I know Ted's given to the campaign, the owner of Genesis, based up there in Burnsville. That's what it's all about here. In the final equation, there is a sleeping giant that's rising, and the people are beginning to resist. Senator Barkley, Ron Paul on this radio show has called for criminal indictments by grand jury at the state level of Paulson, of Fed Secretary, of the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke. What would you do about this bailout and all the corruption we see if you were able to get into the Senate?
Well, I think we're going to put an end to it. You know, I found out a simple fact a couple of days ago. Do you know that these same Wall Street banks that just got bailed out are projecting to spend over $70 billion in bonuses by the end of the year? I mean, what gives here? I mean, this is insanity. We should have an investigation. And if I'm in the Senate, I'll try to get in the committee and investigate what happened here, what really happened. Who was asleep at the switch? I think there should be some heads to roll here. And my God, if you're running for re-election after you were in charge while this happened, why in the world did you ever re-elect someone? If they'd been on the board of directors, they'd be indicted right now. Now he's not seeking re-election. I mean, it's incredible. It's just incredible the amount of mismanagement that we've seen the last 10 years in Congress. And it's time for people to, like I said, here's their chance. Send me there. I will make a ruckus. I promise you. I mean, I haven't taken one dime from Wall Street. You know, Norm Coleman, one of my opponents, has taken $3 million from the banking sector alone. And he's going to go back and fix this? Give me a break.
What would you do about the...
You know what else is interesting about him, too, Dean, our illustrious current senator? He's supposed to be a Republican, right, that stands for private business and all of that. This guy has been cashing government checks for 32 years.
He's never worked in the private sector.
He has not worked in the private sector in 32 years. It's time to move him in. It's time for him to live those ads he has on TV where he tells all of us that he feels our pain. Well, how can he possibly feel our pain when he's cashing a government check for 32 straight years?
Yeah, it's time to put him out to pasture.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Let us find out what a real job is like, where you might have to actually go out and earn a living,
Dean,
which all of us have to do.
When we get back, we're going to ask Senator Dean Barkley. He was there for a month, appointed by Ventura. In a close race, he can win. SenatorBarkley.com. We're going to ask him what he would do on the Iraq war, what his plan for that is. The senator can do a lot, have a lot of press conferences, raise a lot of ruckus. Very, very powerful. We need to get him in there. That's why we're spending time on this today. SenatorBarkley.com. Stay with us. Hey, we need to send him from Minnesota to the Senate.
In 1814, we took a little
kick some butt
along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
We look down a river and we see the British come.
We are talking to former Governor Jesse Ventura also. He's in two of my favorite movies, Predator and The Running Man. I remember being a little kid, man, and liking Ventura more than, you know, Schwarzenegger on those shows. Just a character, man. He's great on screen. But then all the other things he's done, Navy SEAL. He was even a rock star, even got on the charts with one or you know, in a big CD. I mean, he's done so much, and, of course, governor of Minnesota, and we've got Senator Dean Barkley, who I'm going to keep a few minutes into the next hour so he can actually, you know, go through his platform. He's anti-New World Order. He's anti-war, and we're going to talk about that. But just give us the brief take on it before we say bye to Ventura, Senator Barkley.
On the Iraq War, I mean, it's the biggest mistake since Vietnam. We were lied to in Vietnam. We were lied to in this war. We've now spent 5.5 years, over $600 billion that we don't have, and over 4,300 American lives have been lost. It's time to get out of that war. I won't vote for a single spending bill authorizing that war without a firm timetable. I think we can get out within 6 months, and we have to get out of there and let Iraq determine its own future now.
What about the New World Order?
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, we spend more on our military budget right now than all the other military budgets combined in the world. You know, I'm still waiting for the peace dividend 20 years ago when we ended the Cold War. It's insane what we're doing. $11 trillion in debt, and we want to be the world's policeman in this new world order about world government and giving up our sovereignty. You know, we've got to put a stop to this insanity.
We're going to talk more about that with you, Senator, when I keep you for 5 more minutes or longer, if you like, on the other side. But in closing, we got about 3 minutes left here in this hour. Governor Ventura, again, it was great having you down here in Austin. You're even more amazing when you get to spend a few days with you, not just a little while. Your closing comments on Senator Barkley and what we're doing here.
Well, again, Alex, thank you very much for giving us the time today. You're a patriot also in what you do and a great American. And you're out there every day on the battle line talking what you're talking, and you got to keep it up because always remember our First Amendment rights are always in jeopardy. They're always trying to shut people up, and they don't want people talking about things that make them uncomfortable, Alex. And you're a person that gets out there. You got courage. You talk about the stuff that makes them uncomfortable, so you keep up the good work, too. And I have all the faith in the world in your listeners. I think we're going to step forward. We're going to get Senator Barkley elected, and they're going to hear a shot heard around the world again, just like in 98. It could be, you know, I'm heading off to work on my surfing down in Mexico. That's the thing I'm trying to conquer next is the waves. And I'll tell you what, knowing that Dean Barkley's going to be in Washington, I'll surf a lot better and I'll enjoy those waves that much more when I come back in the spring.
Oh, my God. And while you're at it, you're helping GM redesign the Hummer.
Well, I don't know about that. I can sure go down there and blow them up now and then.
Now, you were telling the story about telling them how to make a better battery. That was a funny story in the car. All right. Well,
anyway, Alex, I'm going to run. Take care. Senator Barkley, good luck. We'll keep pounding out there next Tuesday. We're going to send an independent to Washington and scare the hell out of them.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesse.
You bet. Jesse, one last question. We're talking during the break. I'm exhausted today with 3 hours sleep. You were telling me that sometimes you don't even sleep.
No, well, you know, remember when you go through Navy SEAL training, they keep you awake for a week, so you get used to it.
Yeah, I mean, you had so much energy this morning at 5:45 when I picked up. You were like a jumping jack, and me, I was like driving on the road falling asleep. Governor, it was a great adventure having you down here, and we love you. Take care.
Thanks, Alex. Same to you, and we'll see you in Dallas, hopefully. Bye-bye.
That's right. We'll talk about that later. A little secret. All right, we'll be right back with the senator. Stay with us.